So imagine your home state became the subject of a national documentary on drug use. That's what's happening to the state of Montana, where residents can tune in Sunday on HBO to know that the rest of the country is watching a young woman injecting methamphetamine into her neck and a father and son getting high together. This 60-minute film focuses on the scourge of meth in Montana, which has some of the highest usage rates in the country. Montana Public Radio's Hope Stockwell has a preview.
Be prepared to cringe, cover your eyes, and grip your seat if you watch this documentary.
We're in Kalispell, Montana. It's in the Flathead Valley. It's just really available. You can go out back and get a bag of dope, you know? It's just so prevalent here that it's the drug to do. And it's not just us punk teenagers. A lot of people are doing this.
That is Graham, a 16-year-old with short, brassy blonde hair and a red pocked face. He's riding in an SUV with Crystal, a 22-year-old who says she's been using meth for 3 years. It's a snowy night. They stop in what appears to be a darker corner of a strip mall's parking lot. What you see next is Crystal injecting meth into a vein in her neck.
Can you feel my face?
Yeah. It's the best feeling in the world.
It's like the biggest head rush in the world. Like, you can't hear for a little bit. Can't breathe.
Can't see.
Can't see. People don't understand how we could get addicted to this, but I feel so good right now, better than any sober person has ever felt their whole entire life. That's what they don't know.
This scene played out on a massive projector screen set up in the Montana legislature to give state lawmakers a sneak peek. Mouths dropped open, eyes popped. Some wonder how Montana will be perceived when the documentary hits HBO.
It's like acknowledging any kind of family problem.
Teresa Henry is a lawmaker from Western Montana.
Where you think that if we just don't talk about it, it will either go away or it will reflect badly on the family. And the reality is a significant number of the members of our community family are in trouble and are struggling, and we're all need to respond to it.
Well, I think it's an extremely powerful film. I think it's, in some respects, very sad.
State Attorney General Mike McGrath says it's sad because of the personal tragedies it reveals. Director Ames Yates hopes those stories will help mobilize a national campaign against meth.
Seems like few people know what to do, which is get this thing out in the open. It's like birth control or fighting AIDS or something. The more you get it out there, the more you show it, the more people learn how to deal with it, how to recognize it.
Montana has been trying to deal with its meth problem, locking key ingredients behind pharmacy counters and building meth treatment facilities. Now, former state senator Don Hargrove is asking the legislature to help pay for a graphic TV ad campaign created by the Montana Meth Project. Hargrove says it's the only program focused on prevention.
We spend more money on our meth problem in Montana than probably any other single challenge we have except for education. It's just incarceration. We spend $30,000 a year, and then we turn out an institutionalized, convicted felon who's still a junkie.
Hargrove thinks this documentary could be life-changing for some. Last week, he attended a screening where he says Crystal, the woman who injected meth into her neck, told the audience the film had been a wake-up call for her. She's now staying clean. For NPR News, I'm Hope Stockwell in Helena, Montana.
The documentary is called Montana Meth. It airs Sunday on HBO 2 at 11 o'clock Eastern. And you're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.